Well, rambly boo, rambly boo. So it's been a long while since I've recorded a rambly boo. So it is, if you don't know who the hell I am, this is Adrian at Turbo's Dream, broadcasting live to the nation from my kitchen. So we're making a cup of tea. So where do we start? I don't know really. I suppose, really, since my mother died a year last April, recording audio hasn't really been in forefront of my mind. It's just, I've kind of fell out of the habit. You know, you life takes over and you kind of get out of the habit. That's kind of happened to me, and I've never really kind of got back into the mantle of it, into recording. And of course, I always insist on using my Zoom, which is a wonderful device, but it is an absolute pain when you want to upload, record, because you've got to kind of connect it to computer, you've got to process it, you've got to run it through Audacity, and sometimes I've recorded stuff and I haven't, for want of a better phrase, I couldn't be asked to process it. In fact, the last time the Zoom came out was when I was in Pembrokeshire, with the inventor of the hashtag Rambly Boo, dear old friend. Well, he's not old; he's younger than me. I'm saying old, dear old friend, dear young friend. Of course, Mr. Big Rick, all one word. So, this kind of boo was prompted by the great Paul O'Mahony. I received a tweet earlier on this afternoon about Rambly Boos, and it kind of sparked my interest a bit. So the challenge is to do one throughout September. As I failed dismally for Audiomo, I didn't take part in February either. So maybe this is a bit of a challenge to get my teeth into. So what's really been happening? I suppose I ought to do a rambly bit with a catch-up, really. So, those of you, I know I haven't really been on, but those of you who don't know, I moved house. I gave up work. So this was a little last September. I decided to take a few years out after my mum died. So I did that. Packed up work. I'm still technically employed, but my boss is quite good. He's allowed me to effectively leave. I suppose he's one for a better term. So I've been not quite left work 12 months. I left work at the end of October, so I've got another 2 months. So that's 10 months, isn't it? So that was in October, the end of October. So it's really November 2015. And in the October 2015, I ordered a camper van, a thing called a Heimer Airs Rock. So that was all exciting. Cost me a bucket load of money. Those in the know how much I spent, but it's basically as much as I paid for my second house. And I had 8 months of deciding whether I'd wasted my money. And I'm glad to report I didn't. So since June the 14th, I think, 2016, I've been away for 19 nights in it. I'm surely to go away again soon, in a couple of weeks' time. In fact, in a week's time, we're going to Yorkshire. And hopefully, we're going to meet up with our other audio boo-ness friend. I won't say old either, because he's a young Mr. McColgan, I call him. Young Mr. McColgan. So we're hopefully going to have a fish supper somewhere. Not fish and chips, not the name. I got told off for calling it fish and chips. Apparently it's a fish supper, but it's just the Scottish thing, I really don't know. So we're going to do that. So hopefully, maybe the recorder will come out for that, I don't know. So the 19 nights, I spent a week up with McColgan in Scotland. But I'm sad to report that the Zoom didn't even come out. We were having such a good time. We spent a fantastic day. Went to one of his fantastic little seaside places he goes to, a place called Burnt Island. We had a fish supper there, and it was brilliant. It really was brilliant. I got to stay at the farm, Andrew's farm. I had 4 nights there, and I did a bit of touring around and went into Edinburgh. I've never been to Edinburgh before, so I've done that. What else can I tell you? So I've moved house. I've had a new kitchen. I've had a new garage door. And obviously, but the main thing is the motor is the motorhome. So I'm really, really pleased. And I think I said I was going to do an audio tour of my motorhome, but I never actually did that. So maybe one of the rambly boos will be one of them. So there you go. So that's the first ramble of this rambly boo. I'll endeavour to do all of them in September. I can't promise. I really can't promise. But I'll do my damnedest if I can. There's bound to be a couple of days where I'll slip up. So it's nice to hear from a mining blog again. Oh yeah, and I also went to this will make a mining blog even more jealous or envious. Remember that piece of audio when I met Nick Holloway Vox, much absent from these airways, but he's still alive and kicking. When did I go and see him? He did one of his. He did the last few boos he did was his monologue. And I went to see him do that live in Birmingham. And we had a coffee afterwards, and that was nice to see him again. He's going to do it again in October. I'm pretty sure I'm going to be away. So yeah, there you go. So that's a brief interlude of or interlude. What am I on talking about? Interlude is definitely a rambly boo. That is a catch up from Turbostream Towers, and who knows what will happen in September. Hopefully, I'll keep this going. I'll try and do a few cemetery boos. Okay, they're always good. I'm going to see my old work colleagues tomorrow. And then we'll see what happens. So watch this space, I guess. So all of you rambly booers, good luck for September if you decide to do it. We need to get Daylight Gambler back on the scene and Dean Reed. Even if it's only one. Just so we can hear their voices again. So maybe this has just kick-started something and we can all do rambly boos. So 8 minutes and counting. So I shall end this. And hopefully we'll catch you in the next Rambly Boo.